three fatal light plane crashes in Alaska in recent weeks have highlighted safety concerns for commuter airlines. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, Hägglunds Aviation, part of Raven Air Group, has established an innovative control system that monitors all flights in an effort to ensure safe travel.
Alaska's bush pilots are legendary. Stories about them abound with accounts of tight landings and flying in extreme weather. But bush carriers are always and increasingly focused on safety. One of the state's largest commuter airlines, Hägglunds Aviation, has devised a unique control system that analyzes risks to ensure flight safety.
What do we got? 12 to 18 knot crosswind on St. Mary's, and then you're going to stop in Mountain and then continue on to...
It may come as a surprise that flights in the Yukon-Kuskokwim region are directed from the other side of the state.
And if you take off the main runway, oh, it's only 9 to 14 knot cross, but so that should be good.
That's Hägglunds Flight Operations Agent Randy Hames, giving a Bethel pilot the go-ahead for takeoff. Only Randy is nowhere near Bethel. She's in a control room at the Palmer Airport.
Yeah, anything else? All right, we'll talk to you later.
And no Hägglunds plane will be released for flight without the go-ahead from Palmer Controls. Greg Tanner, Hägglunds Operations Control Manager, says having flight decisions made from the center removes it from the business department and takes the burden of decision off the pilot's shoulders.
This has removed that pressure completely from the pilots because it's not their decision alone. They're still integral part of the decision. However, it's not on their shoulders anymore. When a customer is looking at them and saying, come on, I got to get home. Don't you understand? You know, it's my son's birthday, for crying out loud.
In the last year and a half, Hägglunds has worked to tighten its operation and maintenance programs based on decades of information to create a unique tracking and control system devised by Hägglunds to cover its average of 950 flights a week. All of the flights are being directed from the Palmer Control Center.
We've got our own company database that was designed by Bob Hadukovich and IT people over 20 years ago and has been developed into what we have now.
Tanner says commuter airlines like Hägglunds with planes carrying 9 seats or less are allowed to create their own operations programs under FAA guidelines. He speaks as he shows guests around Hägglunds Palmer facility.
We go over their aircraft status and their how many hours they might have flown yesterday, and we look at the weather, where they want to go. We're looking at the notices to airmen that the FAA puts out for those airports, destinations, and we determine a risk assessment with the pilot regarding what level of risk we're going to assign to their flight.
Flight risks are categorized according to hazards, with weather, runway conditions, and human factors all figured in. Flight releases are only good for 30 minutes. If the plane is not airborne by then, the risk has to be reassessed. Hägglunds has achieved a high standard for plane maintenance as well through a computer system developed in-house. Mike Harris is Hägglunds' maintenance director.
Where we went down to Seattle to Alaska Airlines, and we visited with their maintenance control for a couple of days. That's where we got our ideas from. We did our own software in-house, you know, the IT department generated this software for us. And so we have our own software that we maintain, manage, you know.
The computer program has a live status page to keep track on the immediate maintenance needs of each of the 58 planes Hägglunds operates. Hägglunds has maintenance centers in Fairbanks, Bethel, and Palmer. Hägglunds put its current operations and maintenance program into play in March of last year. Again, Greg Tanner.
So we're the only company that I'm aware of that has this level of scrutiny over each and every flight.
Hägglunds had a fatal crash near St. Mary's in November of 2013, resulting in 4 deaths. Another crash of a training flight last year took 2 lives. Hägglunds Aviation, along with Corvus Aviation and Frontier Flying Service, does business under the Raven Alaska name. I'm Ellen Lockyer.